University of Jamestown women's volleyball. We're talking fall sports preview here on 107.1. We got Callie Hagerly with us. Callie, thanks for joining us first and foremost. And we'll start getting into what we talked about with Anna and the rest of the fifth-year seniors. What was it that brought you back to UJ for year number five?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. I think it's just the program. I don't know. It's just something about it. I never want to leave. Me and Anna were actually talking about it today. We're like, how funny would it be if we redshirted this year and then we could stay for a sixth year? But no, it's just all the people. They're just so awesome. It's such a loving program, and you don't get that really anywhere else that I've noticed. It's just it's something special. So, yeah.
And that's something that has consistently been hit on while we've talked to UJ volleyball players, is there's something about the program and the group as a whole. What is it about the team dynamic and the team aspect of everything that just makes it feel that much different than anywhere else?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good question. I think just everyone is just so focused on each other and not themselves. And you can truly tell that every one of us loves each other and we care for each other and we're there for each other every single day, like no matter whether it's on the court or off the court. Everyone is just so supportive, and it's a great program to be in.
Well, you spent the last 2 years on the right side of things, and now there's at least some discussion that you could be moving to Sutter. So tell me your thoughts about that and what the process has kind of been like this summer.
Yeah. So I spent my first 2 years of college, actually. So when I came in to UJ, I wasn't really sure. I did want to hit, and that's something that I've always loved. I think I do like hitting a little bit more. So I actually started as an outside here, and then I transitioned to the right side, which I fell in love with. I really love it. And then both of our setters graduated this past year, so it's kind of someone just to step into that leadership role, and I thought that potentially I could do that. So I've just been training a little bit setting, obviously still hitting, so we'll see where it goes. We'll see if I do that or just stick on the right side. I don't know. It's kind of up in the air. So.
Hey, that gives you something to look forward to, something fun potentially.
Definitely, yeah, a little change up.
Get ready for the season. So as you guys talked to Coach Hagerly yesterday, so the 6-2 formation, is that something where you may be in the middle for one time through and then you could flip off to the right side? Or is that mix in between? Do you know even what the plan might be at this point?
Not really necessarily, just because we have so many players that can do so many different things. There's potential for us to run a 3-middle offense or run a 6-2 or just things like that. If we were to run a 6-2 and I did set, I would set in the back row and then hit in the front, and then we would just play around. We only have, 3-4 returners, so it's going to be interesting to see who plays what and does what and can step up and do those types of things. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess we'll see how it rolls.
Okay, we'll see how it rolls. And you talk about the 3 or 4 returners for your side this year. After the past 2 years, you guys just mowed everybody down, and in all reality, it was fantastic to watch you guys play the past 2 seasons. So much fun. This group, though, inexperienced, but a lot of talent as well. What's special about the youth of this UJ volleyball program?
Yeah, definitely. Even this summer, you can tell that they want to be that team on top again. And even though I think not that many people expect us to be, I think that's really a challenge for us and motivation for us is to get there. Even if we don't start there, even if it starts a little rocky, like that's okay. Like just by the end of the season, we want to be playing at the top of our game. So I think those younger players are super talented and they can bring a lot. And it's going to be really fun to see them and just watch them grow. Even throughout the summer, it's been awesome to see them grow. You can tell that so many players are just finally starting to click and coming along, so it's going to be really fun.
And I'm sure for you at times it's felt like over the past 2 years you've seen that youthful growth, even though they haven't seen the floor yet, as certainly as much as the experience of the roster was the past 2 seasons. So who are those immediate impact that, you know, once volleyball hits Harold Newman Arena against Northwestern, they're going to be like, okay, young player, but she's going to make a huge jump right from the start.
Yeah. Let me think about that. There is quite a few. Yeah. So we have a couple options in the middle. We have Darian, who's coming in. She's a middle. And then we have 3 middles, Lexi Olson as well. And then Maddie DeMars. They're all super great. They could all play and do a really great job. Anna and Aaliyah potentially will just stay on the outside. And then we have a young right side, Logan. She'll come in. She's going to be a junior. And then back row, we kind of have up in the air. So those positions, we don't really know, but I think that whoever steps on the court is going to do a good job at handling that.
And certainly that's been the case. Whoever stepped on the court's kind of just taken what's in front of them with this UJ volleyball program. Again, we're talking to Callie Hagerly here on your Gym Fall Sports Preview. Get ready for the season. Montana, the first 2 weekends, and then Sioux City, Iowa. What are the tournaments like? What's the weekends like? You guys get on the road to start the season as you try to build that chemistry as a team. It's got to be pretty beneficial to be on the road the first couple of weeks.
Oh, definitely. I know. So last year we actually went to Florida, which was super, super fun. So we were kind of like, oh, where are we going to go this year? And then he said Montana.
Montana, yeah.
And we're like, no, but it's going to be great. I think a road trip especially would be super beneficial for us just to be on that bus. Honestly, like, I think we make the most memories on the bus. We play this game called Mafia and it's pretty heated, but it's super fun. But no, we always try to do like a team building exercise while we're on the road. So that week apart, or I guess we have 2 weekends and then that week in between. So hopefully we'll go to some national parks. We'll do a lot of team bonding. We usually have some like get to know each other things, even though we spent all summer together. Yeah. But just for the incoming freshmen, if any of them come to. And yeah, just we get to play with each other, experience different rotations and different things like that. But it's always definitely such a fun time. And I think those are the trips that we remember the most from the season.
Now, talking with Coach Hagerly yesterday, he said it's been a real struggle to keep you guys off the court. You're always wanting to be on the court. This group is hungry is the word he consistently used. Do you see that too? And what is it that's making this group so hungry?
Yeah, definitely. I think kind of like I shed some light on before, it was just that we know that we're not going to come in and be that top team necessarily, and no one really expects that. So we kind of just want to kind of just show it off right away. Like, we lost so many people, but we still have so many people that are here to play and can play and can play at that high intensity level. So, yeah, we've done a lot of stuff this summer, which has been awesome. A lot of people stayed around. We've done a lot of things to get better on and off the court. So, yeah, it's really cool to see.
In DSU for your first 2 years, and you come to UJ and experience the best volleyball at the NAI level, at least,
definitely,
in terms of the GPAC. What is it about the GPAC that's so special and makes it where we saw 2 years ago, 5 of the 8 final teams were from the same conference?
Yeah, the GPAC is insane. I remember that my first year at Nationals, like you said, 5 of the 8 teams are GPAC, and it was just super cool. I think it's kind of like, I don't even know how to explain it, kind of like a little community. Like, every team knows each other. Even though we get on the court and we battle, we're at the end of the night, we're still friends in a way. And, like, we know each other and we know people on each other's teams. Like, we follow each other on social media, just things like that. It's almost like we're all almost big one team, but, like, also separated in a little team. So if that makes any sense. So, yeah, just super supportive. Great, great volleyball. GPAC's always up there, always just getting the best of the best. So it's really fun to play every night. You always know that it's going to be competitive every night you step on the court.
Yeah, competition every time you step on the court. And that's certainly the case just across the schedule for you guys as we get ready for the 2022 year. We'll end with this, Callie. For you, obviously, fifth year and your volleyball career could potentially be coming to a close here soon. So what is it about your game that you feel like in the next 4 weeks? We're talking here on July 19th. First match of the year is August 15th. Next 4 weeks, where's the area for you to take your game to the next level for this season?
Yeah, I think definitely taking more of a leadership role, I think. And I think this year, kind of going at it a little bit different. Obviously, last year, we had a lot of experienced players. This year, it's going to be more so looking to the seniors for just advice on the court or things to do. So I'm taking a little bit different of a role in that way. But I think just continue to elevate my play and just kind of be the best teammate that I can is just going to be super important.
All right. Callie Hagerly, make sure you check her out when she comes to Newman Arena. Northwestern will be the first game in town, and they'll kick off the schedule on August 15th. Callie, appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.